Corcoman on Aaron Moore has been doing a lot of hard work and trying to get access to the beach to Lib Garab opened and safe, and that's accessible to people of all abilities. About a year ago, I was asked to come and try to support and help, and that's what I've done. Along with the Corcoman, and this week, works have started to making sure that there's an entrance accessible to all onto that beach. It's a very, very busy beach. It's a good story for the islanders themselves and also for the visitors and the Irish language students that come there during the summer and use that beach for a lot of sports and water activities. So this is a good news story. But unfortunately, this has taken a fair bit of time to get the funding that is needed for this project to go ahead. And again, it shows clearly that the state is not investing properly into Donegal and especially into our islands. And it's time that the state started to take notice and to actually invest into this part of the state. We're all very excited about the Wild Atlantic Way, and a lot of hard work has been done to get tourists onto the Wild Atlantic Way, and especially this part of it in Donegal. But yet, there's a huge lack of infrastructure and investment by the state, and we can see that clearly when tourists come here and use their beaches and their islands when it's clear that there isn't that infrastructure that is needed. And very simple example is the lack of toilets. If you go to Gola Island or Oi Island or any of the islands, the lack of public toilets, and at the moment there are only two toilets, or there's only two islands at the moment that has public toilets, and that's down to the good work of the islanders themselves, and that's Tory Island and Aaron Moore.
And in terms of the project now that we're talking about on Aaron Moore Island, when will it be completed? Ideally, I would assume it would be completed before the summer months begin.
Oh, yes, this project will be completed within the next couple of weeks. It's fantastic, and I'd like to congratulate all those that have been involved in getting it to this stage, and also to the workers who have worked very hard over this last week to get this project moving quite quickly. So this is a really good story for Aaron Moore, but a lot more has to be done. The Aaron Moore Island and the cooperative are now on a big adventure in trying to get this foreshore project up and running. That will take a massive, massive investment, and we have a meeting organised now for the 19th of May, and hoping that all interested bodies will come to Aaron Moore